Hello and welcome to episode 468 of How About This?
Wah, DJ Roby, voici un peu hip-hop français. Salut tout le monde, c'est How About This? On l'écoute sur la bande de How About This? La connaissance, c'est les rondes dans How About This? Les meilleurs podcasts se fondent sur How About This?
Isabella, Jason, il commence la dialogue. Isabella, Kalili, ma baba, des drogues. Isabella, Kiki, il est constamment en vogue. Et ainsi, on rend le courage, se trouve à Werner Herzog.
Hello.
Bienvenue au podcast How About This? Cette intro est à la langue de la fleur de lys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Les emplois d'écouter How About This? How About This? How About This? How about. Direct à Melbourne en Australie, motherfucker.
Consecutive numbers. It is. Well, consecutive in a pattern.
In a pattern-y kind of way.
Not actually consecutive.
In a Sesame Street kind of way. Yeah. For 6-8, for 6-8.
In an every second number kind of way. Mm. Yeah. In the standard 2-4-6-8, it's a large part of that pattern.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah. It's most of it. Yeah.
I'm aboard.
Yeah. 4-6-8. Consecutive-ish.
Because it's like the two's assumed. We know the two's there.
Oh, we've been assuming two since birth.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I was born assuming
4, 2. 4-6-8. That's how I start all my dance routines.
My morning routine.
4-6-8. 4-6-8.
My morning routine is 1-2-3-4.
He's heard a lot of dances. That's what I heard.
I've heard a lot.
Yeah.
1-2-3-4, out of bed, out the door. I've already spent my 1-2-3-4s in the morning.
4-6-8, this day's great.
4-6-8, fuck, I didn't close the gate.
4-6-8, don't worry, mate.
So here we are, 4-6-8. A little bit late.
Yeah, it will be a little bit late. I'll pop this one up tomorrow. Sunday. We're recording on a Saturday afternoon. We had a Friday lined up, but Rick couldn't come. There's a wrinkle in the space time continuum.
I thought I couldn't come.
But then he could have.
Totally could have come. What's going on, RB? We know. Look, Tell the listeners.
As a long-time renter, you know, we've been in our house for 12 years and we're always the sword of Damocles, always hanging over your head as a renter.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it. Anyone who's ever rented knows the feeling. And suddenly we get the phone call. It's a real estate agent saying, we've been put in charge of selling your house. Oh. We just need to come by and have a chat to you, talk you through it and check the place out. We'll come around on Friday. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Put the podcast off. I mean, we're on a Saturday. Our families are getting together today anyway. Yeah.
So I had to put you guys on hold, you know, clean the house a little bit. Not too much though. On the bright side, one of my my daughter is moving out at the moment. She's in the process of, you know, she's half packed some stuff here. So there's a lot of stuff around the house of packed things, which means that the house looks a little chaotic anyway, but we could use that as an excuse.
So when they came over, they were like, oh, you're already packing.
You would imagine they would have been if they'd ever come over. What?
Hey?
That's right. I was there waiting. House vaguely tidied to the extent that I was happy enough to put it on display.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting. They don't come. And I'm like, this is bullshit. I give him a call.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, someone's supposed to be there. I'll give them a call and then I'll call you back.
Right.
Never heard back from
him. Never called back.
Never heard back from him.
Can you pass me that swear jar over there?
Thank you.
What a bunch of cuts. Thank you. Hater.
This is our process of trying to raise money for the new soundboard.
Swear jar.
Yeah, swear jar.
Or Patreon. You can contribute on the Patreon.
Yeah. Every time you swear, donate to the Patreon.
Start your own swear jar and donate the total at the end of the month.
Is there an app called Swear Jar? There must be.
Oh my God, there is now. You mentioned it. And
we've just given it away.
World,
it's a good one.
I don't think they were ever coming. I think it was just the whole, I think they're probably supposed to do it. It's like whoever buys this house is knocking it down.
Yeah. Mm. They don't give a shit. We're low down the pecking order. We are not even on the food chain.
You're not going to buy it.
Yeah. So we're late for no reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, all our families are here today.
Everyone's good. We're having a good time.
Because when that happened, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense because we're all coming here anyway.
Mm, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Comedy Festival opening, we may have also had an Amanda Buckley on the podcast. She's literally on her way here now. Mm. But because we've got a full evening planned, we couldn't postpone the pod till any later.
It just didn't work out. We tried. So close.
We tried.
So close to having a Buckley podcast. Episode.
But I was going to suggest if she was coming in, then we just get Liam in as well.
I mean, yeah, we probably would.
Absolutely.
He's hanging out.
He would we like to neg him.
Neg? What's a neg?
Like, you know.
How well just, a neg is.
I don't know.
Jeez, he's not like, he's no player. Carl ain't no player.
He ain't no player.
He ain't playing like the game.
Negate?
He's the
negative. So it's like a.
It's like a pickup artist trick.
Yeah, if you like a girl, you're like you're dumping and teasing them all the time. Old school stuff.
Yeah,
right.
It's where you say something negative to them to
make them like
treat
you.
Treat them and keep them keen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Negging.
That's great. Mm. Wow. Pickup artist. Yeah, it's
horrible.
Bears.
It's horrible stuff. But it's negging. It's called negging.
Right.
Where you.
So we're going to neg Liam.
You keep their self-esteem low, yeah.
And they're like, wow, this guy must have a lot to offer if he's willing to say mean things to me.
Yeah.
And look, if you're out there, I'm pretty sure it's a successful way to go through life.
Mm.
I can't see any problem with using that technique.
Yeah, for sure.
Just in picking up, just in every interaction all you life. Have.
In any status relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you would say that, idiot. Jason likes me a little bit more now.
Yeah.
He likes me more.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Nah. And I don't even care if you like me more, Carl, because you're a dummy. Got him. You do like me more. You do like me a little bit more, don't you? That's because you're a dummy.
No, because I'm worthless.
Yeah.
You're the only person that likes me.
Yeah, look up to Rick. He's great. Aren't you, Rick?
I'm confused.
He's just terrible at negging. And he always has been.
No.
I hate Jason.
I admire. Now I admire you, Carl. Do you hate me?
I see. The negging's working.
It's working. Power.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is good. Dangerous.
Mate, I'm going to pick both of you up by the end of this podcast.
I don't think you're that strong.
I'm sexually strong.
Sexually strong.
Yeah.
He's talking about picking this up with his penis.
Whoa. I'm going to do chin-ups on it.
But yeah, so what we're going to do is, yeah, that's what I like to do to Liam. We get him here.
Negging.
Amanda are there. And we're like, we need someone good on the podcast. Amanda, come on in.
Come on.
Liam, you can come and drop off some water if we get thirsty.
Yeah,
you know, something like that.
And drop the torch. He's got chops. He's got chops all day.
Mm.
He deserves a seat.
Yeah.
But if we neg him,
he'll want it even more. And so when we finally get him on the podcast, he'll be
great. He'll be
so nervous.
He'll be thirsting for it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But look, we don't get to do any negging.
No.
No, apart from the last 10 minutes.
Because they're negging us.
We've got neg.
They're like, oh, yeah, we'll come to your podcast. We can't because your podcast is silly.
Yeah.
We've been absolutely neg-negged.
Yeah, we've been double negged.
It's like a half dozen negs.
And it makes me want them more.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not podcasting without them ever again.
I know.
Something about them.
What have we done?
Let's all individually start our own.
What have we done for 468 episodes?
Almost. I mean,
we've had a few of them a few times.
Yeah, this episode. Yeah, and this episode isn't finished.
No.
We've only really done 467 episodes.
And a couple of minutes.
Guys, we can set the bar high for this one.
Mm.
Let's do it. I believe in us.
Yeah. High in what respect?
In like content, just shitty conversation.
Humor or like.
What do you mean shitty humor?
No, Carl. That is never a high bar.
That's even if it is for us. Guys, that was just shitty today.
Even if you do the best,
shitty.
The best poop joke ever, still a low bar.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
But there's nothing wrong with a low bar.
Floor, ceiling, same thing.
Yeah. Sometimes bars need to be low.
Mm. Yeah. Because how are you going to get over them?
They're safety bars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're guardrails. Some guardrails are quite low.
And sometimes sure people order from bars.
That's right.
They do.
And they don't have low bars. They get stools.
Right.
Which is also almost a poop joke, which is getting close to where we want to be.
Yeah. I feel like we're hitting
the
level,
zone. We're in the zone. All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Right where we want to be. Confused, anxious.
And not really sure. I'm kind of in love with you guys, but I don't like you at the same time. It's very confusing.
This is what happens when we podcast on a Saturday.
We need a random fact. Random fact.
Oh, yeah. I will find you one.
All right.
Because it's on my phone, which I just opened.
Excellent.
But is it going to be a good one? Who knows?
Tell us more.
Jason's
just left. He's negging us. We've been negged.
He's just walked away. Random facts, not for him.
I need a drink.
In Iceland.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Iceland, Geary? He has not put a pin in Iceland.
What?
He's been to some Scandinavian countries.
He has.
Iceland never is green. Iceland is green. Greenland is ice.
I know. There's some ancient
Wait, is Iceland... Does Iceland count as a Scandinavian country? Because it's not in that area, is it?
It's up off the coast. It's kind of, I guess,
in between England and...
Oh, yeah. It's off the coast of Scandinavia.
I guess. Okay. I just assumed, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Yep, all right. I think we got to the bottom of that. That little geography...
Mystery solved.
In Iceland, there's a traditional bread that you can bake in a pot by burying it in the ground near a hot spring. Just use a hot spring to bake your bread.
That's all right.
I mean, but is bread the only thing you can bake? Surely you can cook anything. If you can cook bread in there, surely you can bake anything.
But I think the cooking of the bread is, because you could do meat in water and stuff, and that's natural because it's naturally heating it. But to make a bread that's not heating water and things like that.
Sure.
That's pretty special.
Okay.
I'm in. I just feel like they're limiting themselves
Google
to bread.
Google tends to think that Iceland is not part of Scandinavia. There it's Scandinavia adjacent.
There you go. That's what I was feeling.
It's near Scandinavia.
Yeah, I feel like it is separate. You know what I mean? This is why I had a sudden pang because I called it. I referred to it as Scandinavian, and then I thought I'm not sure it's under the blank. In fact, if you went to a Scandinavian country and tried to include Iceland under their umbrella, they would be ropeable.
I mean, you that's how you neg Icelanders.
You'd have Björk on your case.
Yeah,
just unhappy.
Everyone would be mad at you. Scandinavians would be mad at you. Yep. Icelandians
would be mad at you.
Bread near the hot springs. Jeez, that sounds like good bread.
Sounds like,
spring bread.
And then you get in the hot springs if they're not too hot and you eat your bread.
Get a yeast infection.
Yeah. I'm willing to put it on the list of things we need to accomplish. But I'm willing to bucket list.
You could put some mad honey on that bread and tick two things off that list.
The closest I've been to there, Sweden. Sweden's
Me too. Yeah.
Have you been to any other Scandinavian countries there?
No. Finland.
You been to Finland? I've been through Finland.
Have you?
I've been to the airport and I thought it was a very nice airport. Mm. Lots of nice woodwork in there, like wood paneling.
It's a KLM planes.
Muga.
Yeah, but as I've often said and felt in my bones, going to just an airport does not mean you've been to the country.
Mm. True,
it just means you've been to the unless you've left that airport. So I don't count myself as having been to Finland, even though I've been to Finland. I haven't really been to Finland.
Yeah, no, you're still in the international part.
I've been to England, but I haven't really been to England. I've just been to Heathrow.
I've been to England. I've been to.
You were born in England.
Oh, that's true.
That's where you emerged.
That's so right.
The motherland.
What county were you born in?
I don't know.
Coventry.
And stuff. I was born in Coventry. Yeah. True. They're making a surge for the, I think they're in the semi-final of the FA Cup.
Hello.
And back in 1987. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it in your bones? Are you like?
Are you got a swell?
They just missed out on making the Premier League last year. They've been in the Premier League, but they were one of the shit guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they went out, and I think they dropped a little. You know, like once you go out, it's hard. Like you can really fall down.
People abandon ship.
Mm.
Until you probably get some rich owner who then just,
plumb them up.
Like Wrexham. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Or Chelsea.
Indeed.
Or Manchester City.
Or any rich team.
Yeah. So they're making a surge this time. But in 1997, they won it, like, against all odds.
The FA Cup.
Like, yeah.
So they've got history.
And I remember watching it.
Yeah.
And
you feel you get a little swell of pride. As they're making that run now, you're like, ooh.
You got a little home bone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like you're on the sweet spot. You love soccer,
and they're playing really well apparently. Well, so
you'd think so.
Well, to get past,
it's hard to play badly and get with be knocking on the door.
Depends how the draw all pans out. You can end up. You can get to the final by playing some shit teams. Like they beat Wolverhampton Wolves, which are decent in the Premier League.
They're mid-table. They're plucky.
Yeah,
I always think of Wolves like they can beat any team on their day. Wolves, I reckon.
Yeah, they could. I mean, any team can beat. That's the good thing in the Premier League. Any team can beat any team. Really, it's just the way.
That's how sports works.
Mm.
But sometimes it's just gimmies. If you're a shit team, you just put everyone, you just have 11 players basically in your little box.
Coach Carl knows what to do.
Yeah.
And you just
park the bus.
Yeah, you park the bus. And that's what happens because Arsenal's a good team now. You just often, it's just like a wall of players.
Right.
And you just do intricate passing. It's really boring. You're just looking for that one mistake so you can get the ball, and try and score and stuff. Yeah.
It's a great game.
And then they hit you on the counterattack and they're often really big, fast dudes because
not
super skillful because they don't have the money to buy those players. And it's just like, hoof it! And then it's like, oh, and chase it, which is how the Premier League used to be. It was just counterattacking teams constantly. And it was like rough as guts.
What's more fun?
What?
What's more fun to watch? Like the little tappy passes where not much is going on or just like running like crazy.
Soccer's my sport.
Yeah.
Arsenal play the little tiki-taka stuff and things like that. And they're really possession-based and controlling and zones everywhere. They have these zones on the ground now. The ground's divided
up. It's the thinking man's
Someone
game.
Moves here, they know to do that. It's all instinctual. So I love that's...
You love a little ticky-tack.
Yeah, and so you get two teams that are really tactically aware.
You get tic-tac-toe.
And it can look like a really boring game if you're just tuning into the game and you don't know heaps about soccer. But for other people, I'm like, oh, man, the stuff they're doing off the ball. Like, that guy ran there. Right. And he took that player with him. Nothing happened then, but it's like, oh, my God. Right.
It's the snobs, soccer snobs, you know, favorite aroma.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Normal people would be bored by this, but I cannot.
But you're tasting the bass notes, the top notes.
Yes.
You've got the sense.
Absolutely.
No, I still do like, I mean, Arsenal play fast as well. Like that. And so against shit teams, like we've been scoring heaps of goals.
Hoops.
That looks awesome. Because it's like ping, 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 ping.
Yeah.
When the ticky-tack gets going.
It's ticky-tacker like on FIFA.
Yeah.
Like it's like ping, 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 and the ball's pinballing around.
It's tic-tac in X game mode.
Yes.
Oh, it's not called FIFA anymore.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's not. Oh, God. Oh.
What happened?
It's EA.
They lost the license.
Did they?
Yeah.
FIFA wanted outrageous amounts of money.
Yeah. And EA went, no. We've still got the best football game, so we'll just call it EA Football. Yeah.
But now EA.
Do they have to change all the names of the players?
No, because I think they licensed directly with the Players Association rather than FIFA.
Yeah. Oh, well, then they definitely don't need to call themselves FIFA.
But now I think 2K have brought out a soccer game, which is called FIFA.
Ah.
Hello.
I think it's that. Yeah, I don't know what it'd be like. Trouble. But they make basketball and stuff, don't they?
They make basketball, wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.
They're big ones, a basketball one.
I'm going to get the tone back where we absolutely need it to be.
Okay.
Ohio police have been on the lookout for a pooping bandit.
Oh, God.
For over 3 years, whenever this fact. Yeah. Who has pooped on at least 19 cars so far. Pooping on cars. Getting up on the bonnet. Dropping a deuce.
Wow.
The pooping bandit.
Is he leaving him in the same spot?
I like to... I couldn't tell you, but like surely.
Like a hood ornament.
Just boom. He's got to find the sweet spot. But every car's different, you know. Maybe he leaves a signature, you know. This car deserves it on the left-hand side. This one right in the middle. This one front to the right.
And the expert comes in and dips their finger in it and goes, this is a copycat.
It's a copycat.
This is not the pooper.
He's got no fiber in his diet.
No.
I hope when he poops, he yells, Ohio.
It's hard to get away. Like,
in this time,
you're vulnerable. I mean,
surely it's an old fact because in this day and age, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, the CCTV.
But bandits.
So you got to be doing it at a time when there's no one around.
Middle of the night, you could take a dump on it.
Because you're super vulnerable taking a poop, obviously. Yeah. But also, you put yourself up on a car.
But, I mean, our poop bandit got busted within two boops. Remember the poop bandit pre-pandemic?
He was just doing it in yards, though, wasn't he?
He was doing it in driveways.
Yeah.
But he got CCTV.
He got CCTV'd.
You hear about the poop bandit?
Does two poops make a bandit?
Oh, I tell you, one poop makes a situation that went wrong.
Two poops is a bandit like a
no, pattern. No, he was called the poop jogger.
Yeah, it's the poop jogger.
Because he'd go out for a jog and then need a shit and then just shit in people's driveways.
Yeah.
But then made a habit of it and then he'd make sure he'd do it while he was on camera.
He loved it.
I guess it was slow news because it was basically COVID and nothing else.
Yeah.
So I guess I got to find, okay.
But they caught him too soon, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon the news were gutted.
Oh, jeez. I just typed in poo jogger.
Yeah.
And this is what's come up. Poo jogger Melbourne. Poo jogger Brisbane.
Oh,
poo jogger Sydney.
Started a movement, literally.
There's a poo jogger movement.
He's like an ultra endurance athlete and he's just run from state to state. Just leaving his calling card. Proving that he has run that distance.
Wow, that's great. Did you know that MMA, mixed martial arts, was an event at the ancient Olympics?
Really?
It is called, that's a tricky name, Pancration.
Pancration?
And is the only event that wasn't reinstated with the creation of modern Olympics. They got rid of Pancration just because it wasn't because it's a weird name. If they called it mixed martial arts, they would have installed it, bang, straight away.
Is there a martial art called Panko?
There's a breadcrumb called Panko.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Are you thinking of the breadcrumb?
Possibly.
But maybe that's how they make the breadcrumbs.
We know.
Like karate chopping
there. Pizza!
Well, you just throw crumbs in their eyes and then...
I mean, again, I've just put Panko in here. First thing that comes up, breadcrumbs, crumbs, prawns. panko crumb chicken. There's no mention of a martial art in this.
What about panko martial art?
Yeah, put in panko martial arts. Narrow it down.
Come on.
Just because the breadcrumbs got all the googly.
I need these guys.
It doesn't mean panko martial arts. Pancration.
Pancration.
No.
Oh.
It's Google's trying to correct me for Kendo martial arts.
Right.
Were you thinking of Kendo?
Sure.
Kendo.
No, I was thinking of Nando.
Oh, Nando's. Nando
spicy
chicken.
Sauce.
Nando chicken covered in panko.
Peri peri. Peri peri.
There's a self-defense academy called Panko.
Oh, hello. Now we're getting somewhere.
Pankatorium? I don't know. Maybe there's an... I don't know.
The Pankatorium.
That's the name of my restaurant. Everything's crumbed.
Welcome to the Pankatorium.
I mean, there's some stuff on YouTube that kind of meets this halfway. There's the samurai chef.
Right.
He cooks panko chicken, okay, but in a martial art way.
Yeah, sure. There's not enough of that. Did you know on Good Friday, 1930...
1930.
The BBC reported that there was no news. So instead they played piano music.
That's a good day.
I just like, this fuck all to say, mate.
You know, no day without.
No poo joggers, no
we
nothing.
Had, we, like, I think that would be the perfect day for most people. Just no news. You just went, you lived a day, nothing shit happened, nothing great happened, just no news.
You could do it. You could
or
do
if
it
you're
like
criminal,
a.
You're like, we didn't get caught today.
You could do a high octane, you know, like behind the scenes news movie about them trying to get the editor losing his mind. Get about, me some news.
No news.
We got 20 minutes till news time.
Jimmy, go take a jump on someone's lawn.
I don't know why the BBC are all Americans.
Yeah,
because they were there.
I said, get me some news. No, don't come back to your fans.
It would be remade by Scorsese, and all the actors would refuse to do English accents.
Or just gangsters.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the front page? Wasn't there was a we had a random fact ages ago that said there was no news on a certain day as well.
I reckon it was Good Friday. If it's that 9:30,
there's another one.
I probably read that exact fact.
Geez, now I'm jonesing for a no news day. Yeah. I mean, there are days where I don't watch the news or don't read Twitter, and where I'm just like, okay, all the news happened, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Look,
is
and
that
I think
the solution now? Just sticking your fingers in your ears.
I don't really see the news. The big stuff. I mean, I hear the news on the radio in the morning when I'm doing other stuff. Mm. So I don't.
Well, I don't know if you're across it. We'll touch on this briefly. But I did want to acknowledge the absolute chaos that the British royal family is at the moment.
The absolute
fucking shit show. That it's bamboozling. The British royal family.
I know there's the photo thing. That's all I know.
The Kate Middleton. No, it's perplexing. Mm. I don't get what's going on.
The Queen died. The Queen was keeping that ship afloat. Yeah. The Queen was keeping everyone's ducks in a row.
Kate Middleton hasn't been seen for months. Like, she hasn't been seen in public for about 3 months.
Last week they saw her.
No.
It was a fake one.
That was not her in the slightest.
Was that the doctored photo? That's
different.
That was a different one. No, there's a No, she hasn't been seen. And they're being weird. Like, she got taken to hospital on Boxing Day or something.
Right.
And then they're like, no, there's nothing wrong. And
I reckon, I'm going to float this out. Allegedly, I'm just saying that just for legal reasons, they ate her.
Yeah, I think they ate her. Something happened. But the speculation is right. Now they've come out today and said she's got cancer.
Right.
After coming out a month ago and saying,
She's fine.
Hey, stop saying she's got cancer. She hasn't got cancer.
Yeah.
Prince Charles has cancer, right?
I think so. He's got something. Yeah.
He had, like, and it was because they were saying, oh, he's all right. He's a bit sick and stuff. And then they're like, he's got cancer.
Yeah.
And now Kate's got cancer. Everyone got cancer.
Everyone got cancer. Charles just got coronation and then, and now he's going to go.
Yeah. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. Like, I see someone jogging.
Man. Wow. It's Amanda Buckley. I'm going to have to set up a mic. Let's pause for a sec.
Pause.
We needed to stop for some reason. Now we're starting again.
And we're back and we've got a bucket.
I have no idea what I interrupted and I don't care.
This is the greatest treat of all time. 468, my new favorite episode.
Yep.
At the start of the episode, we were bemoaning the fact that it was a near miss, that you were almost going to be here, but we had to, for time wise, we had to start recording.
4-6
look
mate.
What's happened.
Oh, mate, you were
4-6 fate.
I'm exactly out. I'm done. Yeah, you basically caught up. Now say right. Poop. Say poop a couple of times, and you're
poop jogger a couple of times.
As if I'm going to poop.
Have you ever poop jogged?
Poop jogged.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I had a really bad stomach bug that once every time I vomited, I pissed myself. But
that's different. There was no physical activity involved in that, except vomiting.
Or maybe jogging to the toilet quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I used to, every now and then, if I was jogging on a treadmill, remember that like one tiny summer where I was fit?
Mm-hmm.
It was an autumn.
Damn.
I wish it was summer.
Caught in a lie.
Mm. I would sometimes be running and I'd go, oh, I'm clearly farting and on a treadmill, and I'd have to take my headphones out and just make sure that it was silent farts and not audible ones.
Yeah, good.
You got to be sure.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're at a gym.
Yeah.
I was imagining you were at home in the comfort of your own. Yeah. You'd got a little treadmill set up in a study. I was like, mate, go crazy.
Who am I, Madonna? I assume she's got several.
I mean, she must.
I reckon she'd have treadmills in every room of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Travel letters. Just...
Is she still sticking with the eye patch thing?
No.
She's moved on.
That I imagine was some surgery recovery thing.
Okay.
She was she was in face transition.
Okay.
And she just had to cover a certain droopy bit that I hadn't quite caught up.
We're wondering if you know where Kate Middleton is. That's where we were at.
Have you not?
We did hear what's today that they've just announced.
I assume she's at home.
Yeah.
You don't think someone in the royal family ate her?
That's what we're speculating.
I'm never sure what level of poop, of what level to reach for. Like, how seriously are we taking
it? Yeah, you know our podcast. We take it seriously.
Yeah.
We seriously think that someone's eaten her.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Andrew, is that what you're...
Yeah. Because this is episode 468.
Is this the moment where I go, I probably should have warmed up?
Yeah. Come on.
Me warming up.
Tell us everything we need to know about you, Amanda Buckley. Check in with us. How are you? How are you feeling?
Have you been?
Yeah.
Hang on. Just wait. Do the people who, like, is everyone, there was huge amounts of shit being slung about the fact that someone had doctored a photo and stuff.
Yes.
Are they all like, ooh,
I
sorry.
Hope so. I hope so.
Oh. No, because everyone is still, everyone's still, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
Yeah, because they released that clearly doctored photo because everyone's going, where's Kate? We need to see Kate. And they released that photo to say, see, she's fine. Look at her. She's happy.
Right.
And everyone went, that photo is fucking bullshit.
And then there was the fake Kate.
Which.
What was fake Kate?
Seen walking around a farmer's market.
Yeah, this was after the doctor's photo.
Snap from a long distance.
They're like, oh, look, here's Will and Kate walking around. And everyone looked at it and went, that is clearly not Kate.
Totally did a Melania. Like, it's not her.
Yeah, that is true. And then they've been called out on that. Yeah. And so they've gone, we better...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Trump's confusing. Secretary has gone. It's gone over to the royal family. This works, guys. No one picks up on it.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean,
it's nonsense.
Look, it is nonsense. And look, I don't want to be the feminist in the room that says, hey, leave women alone. but yeah, she's, look, I feel very conflicted.
Yeah.
Because I was a little bit.
Someone ate her.
I wasn't on board with the whole, someone ate her. I wasn't on board with the, obviously the press trolling, but I was also then starting to get sucked into the fake Kate. Like, not the photo, I couldn't give a shit about. Like, every photo is doctored.
Yeah.
But the farmer's market outing, I was like, oh no, that's a bridge too far. I'm in.
Yeah. Because what brought us to this was saying there was a day, one of the random facts was there was a day in 1930.
Yeah, Good Friday, 1930. Well, there was no news.
No news.
The BBC and like, came on and said there's no news, and they just played piano.
A day with no news, with no fake Kates.
In the 30s.
But there's so much.
Was that because it was the Depression and they were like, no news is no news. So they were just trying to.
Shut the fuck up about what's going on for once. Yeah, you couldn't have it anymore because even if there was no news, they could just say, oh, there's some fucking pandas in a zoo somewhere to sell over.
There was news. It was the anniversary of Jesus' death. I mean, that's news.
That's true. Good Friday.
Yeah.
That's true.
Great Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Any...
So anti-Jesus.
I always have been, always will be.
Good riddance to that guy.
Yeah.
Hope he never comes back.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Have I got news for you, Jay?
Again.
Damn it.
Again. It's Amanda. Amanda is Christ.
Amanda. Yeah, she came to me. When Jesus Christ comes back, he's definitely going to burst through the door and say, "G'day, cunts."
Swear jar.
That's non-negotiable.
Oh, poop.
You found it. You found it. See, it didn't take you long to find the groove.
So you're rehearsing today. What were you rehearsing, Amanda Buckley?
I'm rehearsing a play for Comedy Fest.
Scripted?
Oh, yes.
A scripted play.
Wow. Yeah.
It's called Corpus Delicti.
Mm-hmm. That's
and it's
fancy.
Going to be at La Mama.
And it's a murder mystery.
It's a murder mystery, yes, set in the 50s, because I only do murder mysteries set in the 50s.
I know.
Did you do it?
We improvised.
No, just say.
I was going to say.
Blink once if you did it. Blink twice if you didn't do it. Blink three times if you might have done it.
There might be this who would come. Don't spoil
don't
it.
Spoil. No. Don't make me spoil it. Don't make me spoil it.
I was trying to trick you into spoiling it.
Don't make me blink.
She hasn't blinked the entire time.
She is just starting to come pour out of her eyes.
Because she knows I'm watching her like a hawk.
Yeah.
You'll blink eventually and then I'll know you've done it.
What
if I just close my eyes for long periods of time?
Then you blink. You've done it.
Then you're a serial killer.
What if I wink?
Yeah. And is it the case of who ate Kate Middleton? Is that, and did you do it? Did you eat Kate Middleton?
I don't want to say that we're cutting edge and we've got our fingers on the pulse, but you'll have to buy tickets to find out.
Mm, the 1950s murder mystery of who killed Kate.
Yeah. I'd suggest there's a lack of pulse. Just putting it out there.
Oh, fingers on the pulse. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Oh. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kate, I bought tickets to the lead singer of Something for Kate.
Oh.
They
should change their name to Something About Kate. And I reckon they'd just get some. Yeah. They'd get more ticket more sales. Just
Royal,
people going,
do they make music together?
Yeah, they do. They still make music. They still play. But Paul Dempsey himself has got his own little solo thing. And he announced last week a show on Anzac Eve at the Northcote Town Hall of him just doing covers, because he's also he also does covers. He's released albums of
them. He's doing it on the beach in Gallipoli.
For the
diggers.
It's called
Take bought cover. Tickets to that. I bought tickets to a live music gig.
Nice.
So Jason,
how much are the
Gallipoli?
$60.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Plus flights.
To Northcote.
No, to Gallipoli.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Via Northcote.
Yes, and. I'm creating a world where Kate Middleton's been eaten and Jason's flying to Gallipoli to watch Paul Dempsey on the beaches of Gallipoli.
Maybe she's speaking of music,
she's a
we forgot last episode to keep our music recommendations up and talk about the album that we listened to. And it was 2 weeks in between. It was a while in between that, and it was Rats or God Wednesday.
Wednesday's the band, right?
Yes,
and Rats or God is the thing.
It's a Wednesday.
Right.
It's Wednesday.
Just to fill Amanda in, there's a guy that Jason found on social media who's listed his favorite albums for last year.
Yeah.
For albums that came out last year. So we've been going through and listening to them and then going, we loved it.
I mean, we don't have to bring Amanda up to speed, of course, because she listens to every episode religiously.
Always.
I know that, but
there's people who are listening
at home. So Amanda, what was your impression of Rats or God by Wednesday?
I'm not really sure if I can do a proper impression of it, but thank you. I liked what they did with the beats, with the sounds. It was good mixing.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, you get the most pleasure if you listen to it through a good set of headphones.
Yeah. As always.
There is some great music work. I like listening through shit headphones with. Just feels raw.
Yeah.
Because you're
edgy. It's lo-fi. Man, this is like someone made it in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to remove
shit headphones in the wind.
Yes.
Yeah. While simultaneously listening to something else.
Yeah.
Same time.
Oh, my God.
Podcast and music.
He's too excited.
A podcast in one headphone and music in the other.
Yeah.
And then try and do maths. It's usually how I listen
to
music.
Accidentally trying to do maths.
Yeah.
We don't want to go lo-fi. I go to the cinema and then put shit headphones in while the movie's on.
Nice.
With a big backpack.
With a big backpack.
See, I listen to all the episodes.
Always take backpack.
That's like 10 years ago. Episode
it's
one.
Got a callback. It's got a callback.
look it up. Jack, look, Carl's been a long time off the improv stage. Yeah. All right. He's forgotten the basics.
Yeah, he didn't yes and you.
Carl's like, who do I have understand. To call back?
Yes, but. Yes, but. Yes, but shut up.
I think you'll find the gig's in Northcote, Rick.
Yes, Rick.
No Gallipoli one's going to
Gallipoli. Is in another country.
Idiot. Carl's negging me.
He is.
And I love him for it.
I learned about negging.
These are all the things you've missed out on.
I thought it was about where you need someone in the leg, like when you give them a cork and neg you. Like a noogie on the head.
A noogie in the leg.
A knee noogie.
A noogie in the leg is an egg.
An egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes good. It makes good. It makes good.
It makes good.
It makes good.
Or it's someone who.
That'll take off now. I'm going to use that.
It's someone saying egg with a cold. What do you want for breakfast? I'll have an egg.
Eggs, please.
Eggs, please.
I mean, it's just like saying an egg.
No, could I have an extra piece?
But with a cold. Yes, Ant! Rick!
No, just
yes, Ant!
But all I'm saying is you don't even need a cold.
No, you do!
I want an egg. I want an egg.
An egg. Yeah.
No, but when you got a cold, though, I want an egg.
I mean, it's an egg.
It's like we have to go back and take
you. You got different improv rules for you.
No, I think that.
Fuck off! Cunts, I'm the only one that hasn't said it.
I'm the only one that hasn't said it this episode, so I'm saying it.
Carl. Oh my God.
It's because Carl's had to move a little bit.
I'm out of my place. I moved for Amanda.
To make room for Amanda.
He's gone from his happy, calm place.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know what happens.
Agitation.
Next week, I'm at the end of the table. Next week, I'm behind the game shelf. Yeah. And then next week, the garage door's open. It's like, I'm on the drummer
the end of the driveway.
Pushed further away.
Yeah.
I'm going to neg you all. I feel negged. I do feel negged. But in a bad way.
Mm.
Not in the good way that everyone should be doing it.
It's like a rotten neg.
The good fun neg. Good little cheeky neg. just to give me a little boost, a little dopamine.
Mm-hmm. So, Rats or God?
Oh, yeah, Rats or God.
Wednesday.
Amanda's
given us her very solid
really insightful.
Review.
Yep.
Insightful.
Yeah. I thought their time signature was next level.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone does 4-4.
I've seen it done well.
Sure.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Really?
Because I had a different in expectation. I think Jason couched it. Is that the word? Couched it as being back to the heavy, like a heavy stuff.
Right.
More metal, I think he might have even said.
Oh.
And so I was expecting something a lot harder. It wasn't in that realm. Mm. So it was nice. I like a little softer thing. I was walking around the streets of Adelaide, listening to Wednesday, and it was a lot more gentler. I mean, it's not gentle, but it was gentler than I was expecting.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, it's still got solid gear changes.
Yeah.
Like our boy likes. Still got like gentle to.
Who's our boy? Are you our boy?
The recommendation man.
Recommendation man. Our boy.
Oh, right. Our boy.
Yeah.
I thought that was the thing you were calling yourself. You're the one bringing the street language to this podcast.
I mean, I just call myself our boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take off. I'll start using it.
All right, our boy.
How's our boy?
Our boy says good.
It's not saying Jason loves it.
Mm.
It's not that.
Our boy loves it.
Yeah, our boy loves it. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not as wanky as that. It's just step back from there and I'm on board. Yeah.
So what person is still speaking about yourself in the third person, but almost once removed.
Yeah.
Our boy.
Sometimes I refer to myself as the little AB.
The little AB.
That's good.
Here she comes, the little AB. It's a bit of fun.
The little AB that could.
Our boy approves.
Our boy.
Yeah.
Whose boy are you? I'm our boy. Oh. All our boys.
I cannot place it in grammar rules.
Did you
That's what makes it.
Because you were saying our boy and then got confused and we went on to this little tangent.
Yeah, I did. It was one of the first ones I listened to on the list originally before I proposed that we listen to it. So it was returning to it. Returning to it was quite good. I quite liked it. It was one of the ones that made me kind of go, well, this guy's got something. Like he's our tastes align. I'll check out other stuff that he's listened to. Mm. It's still on the list. Mm. Like
I
Yeah, I found it. I was disappointed because it started the first two songs. I was like, "Oh, this is pretty cool."
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded, and the second song's quite long, and I like that because it kind of builds up and stuff.
He likes it when time passes.
But it also, there's something about all these albums we're listening to have all this kind of 90s sort of sound. Like this sounded like there's like Pavement stuff in here and there's Pixie stuff in there. They're bands that I remember.
And he's sick of it.
No, no, and it's nice.
Leave the 90s behind.
And I like the music, but it was like that other band, the Wailer one or whatever it was. I couldn't deal with her voice.
Yeah,
like it was like a really kind of down-tuned drone a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she had very little range.
Yeah.
So there's songs there where she could be being more emotionally moving up and down through stuff.
You know
she
what's
just
happened?
Couldn't do
You've
it.
Been spoiled by Boy Genius.
Yeah, that's true.
You just want vocal elasticity.
So the music was great. I will say there's a song towards the end called Turkey Vultures, which is just like fucking great.
Yeah.
Like
anything to do with vultures.
Like one of my,
we like on this podcast.
One of my favorite songs of the year, I reckon.
Oh,
at this stage. Yeah, yeah. Which was weird for a band that I was kind of like, oh.
So disappointed on the whole, but with a high point.
For one of those songs,
to be unrivaled.
But it starts good as well. Like the first two songs, I'm like, yes, it's cool. And then it just drops down into this, her voice just kills it for me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I struggle with a lot of modern voices.
Yeah.
I must admit, it's the musical theatre part of me, I think.
Sure.
But that modern voice or that really bothers me.
Speaking of musical theatre, I went and saw Groundhog Day the other day.
Really? How's that?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's bloody great.
Nice.
And I don't know what it would be like if you hadn't seen the movie. But I have seen the movie, so it was great.
I'm sure they're banking on everyone having seen the movie.
Yeah. Like, would anyone who hadn't seen the movie take a go, you know what? The movie was free on TV, but you know what? I will pay money to see that musical.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Good fun. Good, clever. Good, clever
music. Would you like the next recommendation?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now we could go a few ways here because I think maybe we may have already.
Maybe AB can choose.
Oh.
Little AB.
Tell her the names of the bands or
come
whatever.
On out, boy, and she
give her three choices.
Well, I was going to suggest maybe we suggest that our listeners listen to
When you say we, do you mean you, like as our boy?
Our boy suggests.
Our boy reckons.
Okay.
Our boy reckons maybe because we've all been listening to it.
Yep.
It's just come out this year.
Yeah.
New Bleachers. Album might be. Yeah. Have you listened to it yet, McCall?
I have,
We all have, so I don't know if that's a listen-worthy thing.
Little AB hasn't.
Well,
Little AB refuses.
You know me. I mean, I'm still...
But if you want
to run
Beatles
started in 63. I'm only up to 78. Like, I'm really only taking my time to get up to modern music.
If you want one from Our Boy.
Yeah.
There's this. Ben Quad.
Ben Quad.
Yeah, Quad.
Right.
Sounds
like
Q-A-D.
A cartoon character.
Yeah.
I'm scared. That's all there is.
Hang on. That's the name of the album?
Yeah.
I'm scared. That's all there is?
Yeah. By Ben Quad.
Ben Quad. There
and
it is.
And it's very similar along the lines. Quiet, shouty.
Yeah.
But this is from his fifth wave emo list.
Oh.
That he's put together.
Is Quad with a KW or a QU?
QUAD.
Like standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
first wave emo, not second wave, not third, not fourth, fifth wave emo.
I'm surprised that
so many
that
waves.
Quad isn't on the fourth wave.
Mm.
I mean, you'd expect
it.
Yeah. That's true.
But maybe he started there.
And here's a little recommendation from me.
Yeah.
Our boy.
Yeah.
Our boy Jason Geary.
Little AB's all ears.
Our boy JG.
Royal Otis released an album recently, and I've been smashing it.
Yeah, I think Jason recommended it.
Yeah, Pratt's and Pain.
Our private chat.
Yeah. And I'd recommend it to the listeners as well. Aussie band working out of England now. Good stuff. Check it out.
You recommended something as well. Rapper, English rapper.
Ren. Oh, Ren.
Sick boy.
That album is all over the place.
Yeah.
Like it's sort of this kind of more the street stuff. Then it's like 90s disco, like dance sort of stuff.
And he covers some style.
Yeah. And he's got some issues.
Yes. He's suffered.
Yes.
Has he?
Yeah. But I think he had Lyme disease he got bitten by a tick.
That's not a thing.
I know. Well, I think in England, it depends on which country you're in as to whether they acknowledge it as a thing.
Right, I see.
Yeah. Australia doesn't.
No.
America does. Canada.
So I think he was sick for a long time. He was a sick boy.
Right.
I've been listening to the Bleachers album, but then I stopped listening to it. Do you know what I can't stop listening to?
What's that?
Oh, maybe I should make you guess.
Taylor Swift.
No, but in that ballpark.
Oh,
Celine.
Billie Eilish.
No, no.
Oh, Lana Del Rey.
No.
Oh,
Lizzo.
No.
That's it. I'm out.
Bruno Mars.
Kate Middleton.
No.
Madonna.
Yes. I hear her calling. Help. Help me. I'll just tell you. No. Think younger.
Younger.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
Ah.
God. Her new album.
Yeah.
I'm so shocked.
Which one? Guts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because her first album.
Suck me dry like a goddamn vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
So that song came on in the supermarket once. And I'm like, what is this song? And I checked it on Shazam. I was like, oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then I completely forgot about it. And then I heard it again. I was like, oh, that's that.
Did
thing.
You do an OG album?
And I went
album,
to the album. We've spoken about it on this podcast because she has a couple of like louder, faster songs. Yeah. And I'm like,
Kalaki.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the rest of it good. Was. From memory, the rest of it was like really quiet, whispery, sad songs. I don't like this.
Can't make bad.
Anyway, this
new album.
Yeah, yeah. And I read something. She was saying, I wanted to write an album thinking about taking it on tour.
Right.
Because I think quiet, whispery, sad songs don't play so well in a stadium.
Not when you're playing stadiums. If you're down in the pub, quiet one's good.
But yeah.
Stadium, you're fucked.
I love it.
Yeah,
and it's got
boy.
Sadder songs, but she's like, there's one song where it's like, she's pretty raw. Like,
who is it?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Just, hey, is this where I say I've never heard of her before, which is true. I never have.
This is the difference between having daughters and having a son.
Yeah. Yes.
I also, okay, look, I think this is the time to come clean about a few things. Mm-hmm. It was only a couple of weeks ago when this is how in touch I am, or out of touch. I only realized that it was Taylor Swift's Eras tour, as in Eras of Taylor Swift. I only ever saw it in writing. I don't really know much about Taylor Swift, and I always thought it was her Eras tour. Like, it was like, Taylor Swift, Eras! Like
it's Spanish
Greek
for love.
Goddess of music. Yeah. I kid you not. And I heard someone said, which is your favorite era? And I went, Eras.
The time she tripped as she was getting up on stage. Eras. That was a great era.
That was a great, yeah.
We watched the Eras tour on Disney Plus the other night.
How is it?
Yeah, Millie set us down. And Millie had gone and bought snacks for each era.
Oh my god!
She did like specific snacks for each era.
Jeez,
to match the vibe.
Down.
And I'll tell you, it was good. It was good.
And is an era like basically like an album, like that comes from?
Yes,
like
yeah. And I've got a little bit of beef with because each album is an era, and I said I believe quite deeply that Folklore and Evermore. Same era.
Same era, yeah.
Because they came out really quick.
Yeah, they came out really close together and they've got the similar vibe. They're companion albums from the same era.
Mm. Okay.
And so I was a bit disappointed that they're treated as separate eras in the thing. I got no traction with my kids. They would not hear it.
Really? Right. Well, because she needed to do another costume change. I'm assuming she changed
for each
era.
Oh, there's lots of costumes. There's lots of
costumes. That's right.
And so she has to, that's it.
The lady puts on a good show.
Yeah.
She writes a good song.
Yeah.
She does a good show.
Yeah.
All power to her.
But is she as good as Olivia Rodrigo?
Throw down. Carl's throwing down.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. But listen to that album. I'm assuming you've listened to it. Yeah, because I'm sure your kid's been into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll Google it.
It's so good.
Google it. Get on Olivia Rodrigo, mate. Get on little Olivia Rodrigo.
And the other little thing that came out that flew quite under the radar, Taylor Swift adjacent, Paul Kelly, Australian treasure.
Yeah.
Has released a single Antihero.
I'll
play a little bit now.
What's Antihero? Is this a Taylor Swift song?
It's a hero that's not necessarily
made of ants. Made of ants.
And it's just him acoustic.
It's
great.
Bucksplaining.
I'll remember to edit this in afterwards, but only we'll hear this now. So once I see a silent thing, here we go.
Oh, Amanda's not going to be able to hear this.
Paul Kelly, you cheeky bastard.
Good boy.
I mean, it's Taylor Swift.
This is the first time I'm hearing this song ever.
I'll jump to better chorus.
Oh. We're going to get busted for...
Yeah.
Ah. Here's the chorus. So great.
That's
great. It's perfect.
Paul Kelly, you crazy bastard.
That's all I listened to when I was in Adelaide. Like, it came out at the start of the week and I was just looping that around. Loved it.
Time.
So good. There you go.
Cool.
Music chat. Closed.
No one better mention it here on in.
No.
Don't you mention it.
Hey, if I forget to mention this at the end of the year, slap me on the wrist.
Okay.
In the list.
How hard?
Hard.
Like real hard?
One of my top five TV shows of the year.
Okay.
No doubt, still going to be there at the end of the year. Australian Survivor this season. Bang up job.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen the last two episodes, unfortunately. Yep. But
bang up job. Yeah. Yep. Top season.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Yep. Everything I've watched so far, I enjoyed it. I've had to put up with some real naysayers in my house.
Really? Oh. Not into it?
No. Well, look.
Oh, is this the one where it's like vengeance?
Yeah, there's a lot of vengeance in there.
Mm.
And I feel like it's just people feeding each other. Because often it takes a little while to warm to people. But look, I'm not going to name names. But there are two people in my house who are, I think, egging each other on in refusing to get on board any of the Survivor players.
And just, really? Yeah, right.
When I feel
two
like,
of the three.
Yeah. And I feel like one of the other people, me,
is
just trying to casually enjoy the series.
And what's the
third? Put up with a lot of chat.
What's the about third how person doing is. In your house? Like, so there's two that are naysaying. There's another person in your house. Are they like on board, or
I
are they just
so.
Like whatever? Or?
I think so. Just I get neutral. The sense. Yeah, I get the sense. Neutral or positive.
Or they're into it, but they don't want to upset the other two that's naysayers.
What, that's kind of what I get to.
Because those naysayers are then like shutting that person down then.
Yeah.
They can't express their true
there's
love.
Been a lot of there's been a lot of push and give and take in this. There's been times I've been up, times I've been down, times I've been angry at people.
Mm.
And I'm like, if this can do this to me, and I'm over the course of the season, like literally rooting for people while I'm watching challenges going, you need to, like, it's like how great a season is that? Like, it's fantastic.
And it coincides with what seems to be the death of
American Survivor.
Right.
Not the real death, but apparently the current
season is
the new
trash.
Era is no good.
Last season was okay, but the first three episodes of this season have been just the worst.
Really? Why? Have they
and across the board, everything I read, everything, all the chat I see is just like, what the fuck's happened to American Survivor?
Has it been going so long that everyone who goes on it knows exactly how to play the game?
Yeah, but
something?
Also they've changed the format. Well, not the format slightly, but I mean, this season it's just a matter of the same tribe keeps losing and they're not really entertaining to watch. And so they're kind of stuck with not a lot to work with at the moment.
Mm.
And I think that's because in this new era, they're starting with three tribes of six.
Oh.
So there's like when you're focusing on one tribe for so long, you've only got like they've gone up to hour and a half episodes and they're focusing on the same 6/5 people each time.
Sure.
You're learning a little bit about the other tribes, but because we're focusing on this tribe who you don't like anyone in, it's just like you're watching going, this is stupid.
I will also point out that I can't do any more random facts because my phone ran out of batteries.
That's right. Amanda, what have you been watching on TV?
So I've never watched, this is terrible, I know. I'm such a square peg in the round hole of I think things that we're interested in. I never watched any Survivor, but I did watch a couple of weeks ago, back to back, the first two seasons of British The Traitors.
Oh, yes.
I fucking
so it's web.
Lapped it up. Yeah, yeah. And it was, oh my God, I can't. It's so, delicious. It was delicious.
Traitors.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're like traitors.
Traitors.
Yeah, I'm going to build a fence.
Traitors.
I guess I better homes and gardens.
And in between, so there was season two had come out. And so I thought, oh, well, look, I'll go back and watch season one because I'm much more
British helps,
inclined.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
British
yeah.
helps.
Mm. And it's, you know, they film it in a Scottish castle.
Oh.
Claudia Winkleman is hilarious. She's the host. She takes it very seriously. It's
is
brilliant.
She the host that has the very long bangs?
On, yeah.
Right.
And it was great. I was just like devouring it. It was so good. And then I thought, oh, there's a American season, and it's also filmed in the same castle, and Alan Cummings is the host, and
Alan
it's
Cummings.
The worst. It was so bad. Everybody involved had been already on
another
a reality show,
and
they were not enjoyable to watch,
whereas
the British one were like genuinely formed friendships. Yeah. People were, it was just so great, and then the second Traitors season of the UK started, had already started, so I was like, right, forget the American one. I'm just going to get straight into the British one, and honestly, I watched it all within a week, I had just devoured it. It was so good. I loved it so much.
There's a level of American celebrity that just bounced from reality show to reality
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was people who had been on Survivor. Yeah, yeah. They'd won The Apprentice and The Amazing Race. Right. And it wasn't fun
because they
went in swinging hard. Whereas, you know, the British people kind of come in and...
Well, it's good when you don't know the people or you're not bringing baggage in. Yeah.
So they already knew Nemesis. Like, you know, someone was like, I hated you on your season. I always thought that you were, you know, really conceited. Right. I'm not conceited. Just because I'm confident doesn't mean anything. I won, goddammit. That counts for something. It was all like that. And you just didn't care. But like you said, when you care about, there's been a range of cards have come out in the UK based on the traitors season. Oh, yeah. Like, it's great. There's personalities that are just these beautiful everyday people that have just become these absolute icons. It's
British
so
traitor.
Good.
Get on board.
Have
you seen it?
No.
It's not about
so the Australian one, and it's Werewolf, basically. Yeah. It's the game of Werewolf. I've seen the Australian one. Roger Corsa hosts it here.
Right.
It's okay here.
Okay.
But I'd easily jump on. Like, it's a fun game to watch.
Yeah, it is. This is so enjoyable. Mm. The
Everything
British
is better
so
when it's British.
Yeah,
there is that level of show. Like, we're talking about Taskmaster and like Would I Lie to You and things like that. They're just they make all these shows, and I think it's because they do the TV tax. And so BBC has all this money, and they just make shows like that. They do them really well. Mm. They've got and they're small shows. Like, England's quite small. But
they don't do it for prize money either. Like, there is prize money on the traders, but compared to the American pot, it is small.
Right.
And you know, like when you watch something like Bake Off, the prize is a cake stand.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's not
a very good cake stand.
People then are willing to kind of cheer on someone else when they get knocked out.
Yeah.
Rather than be like, oh God, I missed out on the money.
Yeah.
But the both reveals of the UK, like the season one and season two, both reveals in the very last episode were unbelievably, like, delicious. They were delicious. Mm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I started watching the Australian Bake Off because you were so passionate about it. So we started watching, I think we started at season two.
Did just I hype it up too much?
No, we were really enjoying it. We were maybe three episodes into the season and then all Australian Bake Off disappeared off binge.
No.
Yeah.
Every other Bake Off is still there. Australian Bake Off disappeared.
Really?
Oh,
and I was like, God damn it.
We didn't watch the
streaming.
Because we started at the second last season, newest season, because we didn't watch a lot. We thought, we'll give ourselves a run in. And then Kel Wilson died. Mm. So we went backwards. So we got to season two. We haven't watched the first one. But now we haven't seen.
Kel's season is beautiful. Yeah, Kel's season is. It's heartbreaking. Because it's just a reminder of what a smashing human
champ.
Yeah.
I've
got to also say, I got an email the other day saying, hey, Disney Plus, we're raising your thing. And it's like $19 now a month.
What?
Like, it's like, and that's what Netflix
is. That's
what
the Plus is for.
Sting.
Well, now there's.
I am here all day. Well.
And then shows disappearing, like Bake Off disappearing. And
Emily,
it's like, what the fuck?
When we were in Adelaide, told me about this service. I'm not sure if it's 100% legal.
No, it's totally not.
But there's now services that amalgamate everything.
Yeah.
And you can pay the bad guys $20 a month and that's it and get all of the streaming things on all of the – and it's at the point now where it's so ridiculous that like when streaming came out, I was like, I used to, you know, pirate stuff down.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's accessible. I can pay. But now it's blown out to so many services and so expensive that I'm considering going, all right, bad guys, have my money again.
Because everything was on Netflix. Because they had all the licensing deals, and everyone's Netflix are making how much money? We're going to take, tiny little shitty version that there's two shows that you want to watch.
Netflix now have ads.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what Disney are going to have an ad in there as well. And they've got a lower level one because we're on the.
What a world.
They just like bumped us up to the max
point. Right.
We don't even have a 4K TV. We still got a plasma TV.
It's getting to the point where I wish someone would eat me.
Yeah.
Just to put me out of my misery, just so I don't have to deal with all the price gouging.
Yeah.
Kate's got it right.
You're the answer to the cost of living crisis.
Solves a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Anyone who's had enough, just let someone eat you.
Yeah.
But I was looking into that stuff as well. I've been looking into it like for about 4 months.
Yeah.
Because it was like, if I do this and I do it properly and you can't see me online at all, then you just give out logins to people and everyone just logs in and searches because it's a lot of it's just strange stuff. you're just streaming it from a secret server.
There's one, the one that they use is called Flixtor.
Right.
How do you spell that?
F-L-I-X-T-O-R.
There you go.
F-L-I-X-T-O-R. And I will point out that we do not endorse illegal activity.
Of course. No. You can use Flixtor for free if you want to watch anything that's come out in the last 30 days. But if you want to like get the back series, then you can subscribe to them for a month at a time or 2 months at a time.
But if you
cancelled everything else.
Yeah, what do they get? What do they get?
You got to get – but there's also you want to stitch your – I think that's what it's called. Attach your VPN. You need a VPN. You want to attach it to your router so anything coming straight through.
Sounds complicated. See, this is why as soon as I start to hear that, I'm like, I'm out.
There's different versions.
Pay my money.
There's lots of different versions.
It's too much of me.
I don't want trouble.
You know I don't break rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's worth looking into, I reckon.
Yeah, you have to. But then it's your like,
well, but you know, app. We're sharing Binge. Be a VPN. I mean, we could get rid of Binge, but I've got Amazon, so I get Amazon through that. You know, like you pick up other things through, you know, like it's like, should I get rid of those? We share Netflix with Miria's mum. What do we do with that?
Now we're all here today. Speaking of Taskmaster, which I think we mentioned earlier, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
We are here for our big family Taskmaster, and Amanda Buckley has been chosen as the Taskmaster. You are the host of tonight's activities. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really confident. I know that a lot falls on my shoulders. People don't think women can host things, and I just know that if I nail this season, that's wrong.
They can host things. They're just not funny.
That is true.
He's negging you.
Do you know, though, that is a really good point because I've never been called funny before by anyone. Top three. I'm in Rick Brown's top three.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm third, but those other two are award winners, so I'll take it.
Yeah. You're the only normal person in my top three.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm negging you.
We didn't explain what negging was. Isn't it funny when
you call me normal and I'm like,
that's insulting. Yeah. I'm special.
I don't want to be a norm.
That was the perfect neg because it was a neg, but not in a way that could ever be like, you can't hold it against me for calling you normal.
Right. Oh, bloody can.
I mean, you can.
No, I don't. I wrote down my names and burnt them. I did.
Oh, yes. Your list.
Yeah, I did.
But now I'm on the new list.
You're on the new list. Yeah.
Because of my low-key negging.
I did.
And now she's tattooing her list. So she's going to get rid of this.
Just in case she ever gets weak again.
Yeah. She's digitized it. So it's always on her phone.
Yeah.
That's why she's burnt them.
You know, the Elon Musk chip. This is the list in my brain. Yeah, that's all it is.
What is it? Neuralink.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently that's in a human after many, many monkeys died horrifically. So
oh my God. Yeah, he played chess with his brain.
Because monkeys can't handle it.
Yeah.
Only humans can handle it.
Dumb monkeys.
Oh, it's so about to be Wally, isn't it? Like I played chess with my brain.
Yeah.
Okay, well you could have, you play chess with your brain anyway. If you're not going to use your hands. You're just going to turn into a big fat.
Wally's.
On a motorized.
Floaty couch thing.
I will say the thing about Walt, the only thing that didn't work in that movie was that I did think those floating motorized couches looked pretty great. I was like, I see that the society you've created, I could see that it's not something we should be aiming for, but those fucking motorized layback couches look pretty sweet.
I mean, you're halfway there with your scooter.
I know. So every time I'm on a scooter, I'm like, mate, if this was a lie down situation, how good would my life be?
You just need to fix up like some kind of really, recliner.
I'm on the precipice.
And you steer with your feet.
He's got designs in his brain. Yeah. Like a beautiful mind. Just walking around. Okay, oh, maybe this, maybe that.
Where's Rick? He's in hospital.
I just need to find a way that it doesn't make me completely sedentary, but I can still live my layback motorized lifestyle.
Yeah, but if you get really, really fat, more of you to eat.
That's
plus
true.
The living crisis.
I'm helping the people.
They're helping the royal family.
Yeah. They're running out of lesser royals to eat.
I know.
So the queen.
They're running out of royals.
They ate the queen.
The queen. The queen kept the fact that they were flesh-eating zombies.
Yeah. Real quiet.
Under wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's gone. They're out of control.
Yeah. They used to say it was hemophilia. I never bought that.
Mm-mm.
That's
what the H.
I tried to make a joke then about hemophilia, but it.
Don't go there.
Yeah,
that's the one thing you can't make the joke about. The one thing. The royals had that. Just the men, because women don't get it.
But when we're on our holiday, our kids ran a Taskmaster and they filmed it all. They filmed all the tasks.
Someone did it for someone's birthday.
I think it was all organised for Bonnie's.
Yeah, Clementine organised it for Bonnie's birthday.
Because Bonnie's a huge fan. Mm. So all the tasks were done while we're on holiday and Millie edited them all together.
Yeah.
And
tonight is the screen.
How many contestants are there?
It's the kids.
Oh, it's the kids, is it? Yeah.
Okay, six.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Because
one of them won't be...
Clemmie's not participating. Yeah. She's the little Alex Horn role.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
So I'm looking forward to it, and we'll let you know, listeners, how it all shakes out. We'll give Amanda Buckley a critique on the next episode because she won't
judge
be here,
so
we can really lay the mood in.
Don't listen to the podcast bit where you're not
469
in it from this
episode. Is the episode I listen to.
We are coming to the end of this episode. This will go up tomorrow on Sunday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, tomorrow night, on Monday night, I do my first preview of Doko Jason Waterfalls.
How's that going?
I sang, sorry, music.
Just fantastic. It's real great.
I feel like the first show is going to be, can I have a location?
He said words with his mouth, but he said different words with his eyes.
He really did.
It's real. It lives. The whole show lives in my head at the moment. And so, that's what I was going to tell you before the show. Last Wednesday night, I went to a stand-up night.
Oh yeah.
Because Ferdy, who used to improvise,
a whole lot of new jokes for his show.
Just stolen.
I've stolen a whole night's worth of jokes. Ferdy, who Billy was on Thank God to Hear, used to improvise as well. Runs a comedy night out at the Lido in Hawthorne, and he's asked me several times to be on it, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, look, I'll have some material ready by the week before my show, so I'll come and do some stuff. So that was last Tuesday night, and I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, I'll go. So I went and ran 15 minutes of my show there, and the woman before me, and he put me like second headliner, towards the end of the night.
You are on Thank God You're Here.
I am on the TV. And the woman before me was, she was one of these ladies. So I'm in therapy, and how good is therapy?
I mean, that's
where my fucked up bitches at.
Who else is fucked up?
Which one's right?
She was from Sydney as well.
Okay, yeah. I got motioned too just then, you know the time.
Was it Amanda?
And she did all right. And then I got
someone in therapy.
I did okay. Like, it was fine. The audience were on board, and big claps at the end and stuff. And I was like, hey, cool. And I got off stage, and then after the show, I was talking to this woman, and I said, hey, good job. And she goes, thanks. Really good job too. You had real fun uncle vibes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, put that on the poster.
On the poster.
Title for your next comedy
fun
festival show.
Fun uncle vibes.
So if you're looking forward, you want some fun uncle vibes, look, I'll take it.
Who doesn't like fun uncle vibes?
I know.
They're fun uncle vibes.
They're on the edge of, I guess it's
some nieces.
There's a gray area.
Yeah, there are all those jokes about, weird uncle.
Yeah, there's fun uncle and weird uncle. Yeah. And there's a gray area where you're not sure which is which.
And that's where my show is.
He'll never tell.
It's worth the price of admission to find out.
Wow.
So that's happening for the very first time in front of an audience this coming Monday night. I'm doing okay with bookings. Can always use more. Please come on down. It's also running for the other four Mondays of the Comedy Festival.
It's a Monday night bonanza.
From the 1st to the 15th. And then we're doing Murder Village, Rick and I as well. For a full run. Check out our socials for and Amanda for the dates.
Liam O'Moore, just in time for the sign-off.
What else can we plug?
The sink. Oh, no, it was... I thought we were just looking for suggestions.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here.
Say goodbye, Liam.
Goodbye, Liam.
Our guy says goodbye.
Ladies, he's taken.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
Task my master, hooly-doolies.
Poop.